Many analysts say the landscape of broadcast media changed irreversibly after last year's broadcast of the American Football Super Bowl Championship, the country's most watched television event of the year. Hundreds of thousands of American families gathered around their television on a Sunday afternoon. A halftime song ended with singer Justin Timberlake ripping off part of Janet Jackson's black leather top, exposing her breast to a television audience of about 90 million. More than a quarter of a million Americans complained that the sexual references and nudity were inappropriate for what has been traditionally a family-oriented event. The furor sparked a government crackdown on broadcast obscenity that continues today. The Federal Communications Commission, or FCC, is a government agency that regulates broadcasters who use public frequencies. In return, these broadcasters pledge to serve the public interest and meet strict FCC guidelines of decency. The Super Bowl broadcast was clearly indecent, which is defined by the FCC as anything that portrays sexual actions in an offensive way. In the near future, a single broadcast, like that of Janet Jackson's nudity, could cost a television network a whopping $500,000 fine, more than 10 times the current fee. Janet LaRue, legal counsel for Concerned Women for America, a Christian public policy group, says the move is long overdue.
In order to deter violations of our federal broadcast decency standards, the fines have to be high enough to accomplish that goal. When you impose only $32,000 fines on CBS television, it is just pocket change. The lax enforcement that has gone on hasn't acted as a deterrent. So the nature of programming has gotten more and more explicit.
But John Watson, professor of law at the American University in Washington, says the definition of indecency is not exact, and the FCC has been inconsistent. This lack of clarity has had a chilling effect on broadcasters.
They don't want to cross the line that they really can't see very clearly. So they will stay far, far away from the line. As a result, they will produce programming that is acceptable for a 10-year-old.
Professor Watson warns the new fines will push broadcasters to censor some programming and remain overly cautious. He points to the broadcast of the Second World War movie Saving Private Ryan by the American broadcaster ABC.
Stop the bleeding! Stop the bleeding!
The scenes of battle in the movie include expletives that the FCC deemed unallowable in other rulings, prompting more than 60 affiliate stations to refuse to put the motion picture on the public airwaves. But the FCC ruled that, given the historical context of the movie, such language was acceptable. Mrs. LaRue of the Christian group Concerned Women for America says much of today's television broadcasting contains language and obscenities designed to shock audiences. In her opinion, this leads to a coarsening of American children who imitate the vulgar language and sexual activities they see on television. Beyond the public airwaves, many broadcasters use private cable and satellite channels to broadcast material to paid subscribers. Mrs. LaRue believes the FCC should regulate these private broadcasters as well.
It's time that the indecency regulations applied to cable as well as broadcast, simply because it's just as pervasive, just as available to children, and it's far more sexually explicit in many cases.
Cable and satellite stations are available in about 85% of the U.S. households that have televisions. Marvin Johnson is a lawyer for the ACLU, a group that defends civil liberties. He says the FCC would violate free speech rights if it tried to regulate cable and satellite stations. He believes the demand for more regulation of television broadcasts comes from a small yet vocal minority of Americans.
If you look at the demographics of the people who watch these television shows, some of these shows are very, very popular. So obviously there are a lot of people watching them, even though there may be some people who find them indecent.
Many Americans support the idea of higher fees for indecent broadcast on public airwaves, but remain skeptical of government regulation of cable and satellite broadcasts. But two key Republican lawmakers recently suggested that indecent restrictions should be extended to all U.S. broadcast media, a move that current FCC Commissioner Kevin Martin, a possible replacement of outgoing Chairman Michael Powell, says is a viable alternative. For Focus, this is Brent Hurd.